The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. With me today is Lindsay Rapp of Rhapsody in Oil and Lori Bourgeois, RN of Essentially Bourgeois. They are wellness advocates with doTERRA Essential Oils, and I am excited to learn from you all today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so I have only very recently delved into the world of essential oils, and I've been amazed at the benefits for myself and my family. So I'm really excited for you to share your wisdom and knowledge here today. And I'd love to start by just talking a little bit about who you are, how you got into this, and why. So let's start with, you want to start with Lindsay?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Glad to.
I have been using essential oils for a little over 6 years and sharing their benefits for almost as long with really friends, family, anyone who's interested in learning. I was introduced to them from a close friend, Crystal, who we were just like-minded and our kids grew up together. They're the same ages. And we always kind of brushed ideas off of each other as far as eating well, being conscious of what we put on and in our bodies. And we, I didn't know that essential oils had these kinds of benefits until she shared them with me. I thought people just use them for crafts and making things smell good. And I was amazed really very quickly at all their benefits and uses.
Very, very cool. And Lori, you have quite a story as to how you got into all of this. So tell me about that.
Sure. So I've been a registered nurse for 26 years, and I basically got into oils because of my own health issues. So almost 10 years ago, I suffered a vaccine injury. So I had received this vaccine every year since I became a nurse. I never had an issue. That year I had an issue, so I had a hemorrhage in my deltoid, so I had a bleed in my arm, and I couldn't use my arm for 2 years. And so we thought it was just a poorly given injection, which was part of the issue, but my health literally spiraled out of control. So I started having severe sugar cravings, my doctor didn't know what was going on. So I finally found a functional medicine doctor. I walked in his office. He knew exactly what was going on. We found out I had a genetic disorder that prevents my body from detoxing. So most people may know what it is. It's MTHFR.
Yep, I have that.
So I was found to be lead and aluminum toxic following my vaccine. So I had to go through a large detox program. And when I was making my way back from being sick, my girlfriend, Jennifer Sanders, she started getting sick the same way I was, not vaccine related. And so she's the one that she found out she had MTHFR too. So she is the one that started using oils. She wanted to learn how to use more natural products in her home. And she introduced me to the oils in November of 2014. By February of 2015, I left my job of 17 years. And now I focus on teaching people about natural solutions as well as connecting them to the professionals that they need to help them with their health journey.
And you are a registered nurse?
Correct.
Okay. And this is really a passion for both of you. And this is something that has really served you and your families well. I'm excited to talk about some more case studies. Clearly yours has been amazing.
Yes. So I love sharing with people because I think so oftentimes we think that there has to be a complete split between traditional and natural medicine. It doesn't have to be that way. And that's one reason why I love our company so much. Which I'm not sure if we'll touch on that today or not, but it's all about, like, how can we get to the root cause? And so it's nice for me to be able to talk about essential oils because in the traditional medicine world, it's generally like, I don't want to say frowned upon, but people don't know about it. And so when I have the ability to get up there and use my RN to let them know that it's okay, let's look at these other things, I just thoroughly enjoy that. And I love to use my license for that very reason, because I think people need to know that it doesn't have to be one or the other.
I completely agree. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What about, okay, so let's talk about what essential oils are. For there are a lot of people out there just aren't even familiar at all.
Right. Yeah. So very simply, essential oils are the aromatic compounds found in plants. They come from various parts of the plant, the seed, the bark, the stem, the root, the sap of a tree or plant. They are highly concentrated when distilled for purity, potency, and they can be very effective, and they work very quickly in our bodies. A general guide is that they're about 50 to 70 times more potent than herbs. So while we know a lot of the medicinal, benefits of herbs, we can capture them much more efficiently with an essential oil.
I had no idea. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, and essential oils are made up of hundreds of different compounds. So some of those compounds are common to several different oils, but then they all have their unique fingerprints. So that's how they all have some very unique benefits. And they help the plants. They help plants repel pests. They help with environmental threats. They help with changes to the environment. So just in the similar ways that they help plants, they can help our bodies too.
Hmm. All right. So how do essential oils work? How are they used? Give us some examples here.
So there's basically three different ways to use oils. So there's aromatically, topically, and internally. When you use an oil aromatically, you can use a diffuser, or you can just put a drop in your hand and inhale it. And when you do that, it actually works on the limbic system of the brain. So it can actually affect your mood. And one thing that we talk about, because there's so many things out there right now, is how important it is to get a high quality oil, which Lindsay will talk more about that in a few minutes. But these oils actually affect the body systems. So this is not like smelling a candle, right? We know that smells good. This is actually affecting the limbic system of the brain, the respiratory system, can affect the GI system, all of our different systems in the body. I mean, we can actually slow our heart rate, do different things like that with an oil. So aromatically is...
And the limbic system of the brain is?
So that's the emotional center of the brain. So when we affect that, we can calm anxiety, we can uplift mood. Certain essential oils, like citrus oils, actually stimulate neurotransmitter production in the brain. So I love to use this when somebody comes to your house, like for the holidays. You can have a diffuser going and actually chill somebody out or make them happy without them even knowing that you're doing it, right?
That's the secret?
That's the secret.
I needed that information a few months ago.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. I wasn't here then. So, then as far as topical use, so whenever you apply an essential oil to your body, you want to use a carrier oil, something like coconut or jojoba, olive oil, almond oil. And basically that just allows for a better absorption, decreases any risk for sensitivities, and it actually traps the oil on the skin so you get a better outcome. But when you apply an essential oil to your skin, within 20 seconds, it's absorbed, and within about 20 to 30 minutes, it's in every single cell in your body. So these oils work at the cellular level.
Which is a great place to pause, and I know we're going to talk about purity and quality later, but it's a great place to pause and just note that transdermal application of many different things gets right into our system. So it's so important to be using good, clean products, whether it's cosmetics, lotion, essential oils, etc.
Correct.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. The last thing I'll touch on, and then Lindsay can, speak further to this, is internal usage. And this is really specific to doTERRA. And so Lindsay's going to kind of cover why it's so important to make sure that you're getting a high quality oil. And so I'll pass it over to Lindsay on that.
All right. Yeah. Take us there.
Okay. So in the past... in the past 5 to 6 years since I started using essential oils, they've certainly become more commonplace. We see them on store shelves. People talk about buying them on Amazon, things like that. And, we don't know what we don't know. So if we're trying to be frugal and spend our money wisely, then we might think, well, it's just, you know, like lavender oil is lavender oil. What difference does it make? You know, what company it's coming from? And it makes a really big difference. So one thing I just want to clue people in on is if you are looking on the store shelf at essential oils and the lemon oil is the same price as the frankincense oil, that's a red flag. Those plants are not comparable in how they're grown, how they're sourced, you know, the effort that it takes to extract the essential oils from those plants. So that right there is a red flag. doTERRA does do a crazy amount of testing. They do test every batch of essential oil. We have 54 tests run on every batch of essential oil. 11 of those tests are done by a third-party company. So that is really the gold standard, in our opinion. Aromatic Plant Research Center tests our oils for us to make sure that we are holding ourselves accountable to that standard. doTERRA is the only company that I am familiar with that actually shows the results of those tests. We have a website called sourcetoyou.com where you can go and put the batch number of your oil. You can enter it in, and it's going to give you the printout of that fingerprint that I mentioned earlier, all the different chemical compounds that are in that oil. So we do source oils from all over the world. It has been shown that for the most part, oils that are grown in their native habitats have the most therapeutic benefits naturally. So that gives us an amazing opportunity to go into a lot of countries that are developing countries and not only provide stable income and long-term, you know, relationships with supply and demand, but also improve those communities. So when doTERRA goes places like Haiti and Somalia and sees that they don't have a clean water source, or they don't have enough schools or enough clinics, we actually have a 501c organization, Healing Hands, that provides funds for additional resources like that. So those stories I could talk for hours about.
Yeah, I can see your passion for it. And all right, so let's double back to Lori. You clearly, again, you've had some aha moments around these essential oils in your own personal journey. So what comes to mind when you think of, you know, your first aha moments or things that really stand out to you?
So I think my first thing that really stood out when I started with them is my husband, Matt, actually burned himself when he was making chicken. And so the grease had come out of the pan and had burned his arm. And it was red and painful, and I didn't know what to do. And so luckily I had my book. So I opened my book. I went to burn. It told me exactly what to put on there. So I put some frankincense, peppermint, and lavender, which I was a little afraid of the peppermint because I thought that might burn. But actually, it's very cooling. So it calmed it down right away. I think I applied one more time. That's all we had to do. So to me, it was very encouraging. As a nurse, I worked in the ER for 6 years, and I hated when a burn patient came through the door because there's nothing you can do for those patients. Basically, you load them up with pain meds, but you actually just paralyze them. So, and they'll tell you after they wake up, they can feel everything. So to me, to be able to, you know, help with a burn, whether it be a curling iron burn or a burn from something like that, just by using an essential oil has been very beneficial for me. Another thing that really stands out is I have three daughters. They would always get ear infections in the summertime, right? So they're swimming all the time. And of course, we would go to the doctor and they would write a prescription. So I've been using the oils for just a little over 4 years. We have not required a prescription for their ears since I started using oils. So we actually use tea tree oil diluted, just to rub in front and behind the ear, and then just kind of follow it down the neck.
Say that again, because there are, I talk to so many people who, you know, they're getting tubes in the kids' ears and all kinds of, yeah.
Right. So just a drop, literally, with a little coconut oil in front and behind the ear, and then just follow it down the neck, and just make sure you never put an oil inside the ear. You could put a drop or two on a cotton ball and just place it inside the outer ear. You can do that. And there are other oils that you can use too. Basil's good for that. But it has just been extremely beneficial. And I'll talk a little bit more about why I think it's so amazing. But one more thing. So what is really amazing about essential oils is, you know, we never say that oils cure or prevent anything, right? We don't want to make medical claims. But what we do know is that essential oils bring your body back to a state of homeostasis. So our bodies are made to heal themselves. So when we put it in a state of homeostasis, our body can do the healing it needs to do. And so the essential oils provide for that. And so when you have a threat, whether it resides inside or outside the cell, so when it's outside the cell, you go to the doctor, they write your prescription, you take it, right? And when it's inside the cell, they say, you know, there's really not much we can do to support your symptoms. So essential oils are lipophilic, so they can actually penetrate the fatty cell membrane and get inside the cell to help support it. So how amazing is that?
That is pretty amazing. I did not know that either.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
So. Okay. All right. So yeah, those are some pretty good aha moments there, Lori. Now, and so what about you, Lindsay? I know that you've used these with your kids, and what are some of the applications that you've found them useful for?
Well, we've started just with everyday things, and there's a couple ways that we look at it when we're talking broadly about applications. So one is that we look at the body systems, a lot of piggybacking on what Lori said as far as we want to help, you know, certain systems or certain organs get back into a state of balance. So we know if we're looking at the digestive system, there are common options like peppermint and ginger. If we're looking at the respiratory system, oils like eucalyptus or some of our actually tree oils are very calming if there's a cough or that sort of thing. For our immune system, of course, our En Garde blend is a favorite of just about everyone. It contains oils like clove and cinnamon, which are extremely high in antioxidants, and that's what makes them so beneficial for our immune system. If we're looking at brain health, an oil like frankincense, you know, the saying in the essential oil world is if you're not sure what to try, try frankincense. It's pretty awesome. So, and that was, frankincense was one of my husband's aha moments. I had kind of just behind the scenes been testing the oils out on the kids and on myself, and I was just kind of waiting for him to have a situation where he might need them. And we used to get up really early in the morning and work out together. And one night we were going to bed, and he had stubbed his toe really hard the morning before. And he said, "I don't think I'm going to be able to work out tomorrow morning. My toe is bruised and it's really sore." And so I said, "Well, let me put some frankincense on it." And you know, it was dark in the room, but I imagine that his eyes were rolling and he was like, "Okay, whatever, go ahead." So I put a little bit of frankincense on his toe, and the next morning it was just routine as usual. We got up, we worked out, he showered, he got ready for work, he was walking out the door, and I said, "Hey, how's your toe?" And he said, "Oh yeah, well, yeah, it's still bruised, but it doesn't hurt." So that was a pretty fun moment. Another way we look at practical applications is with the type of plant. So Lori already talked about citrus oils being really uplifting. If we look at tree oils, trees have really deep root systems. They stand up nice and tall, so they can help us feel grounded and kind of confident. Floral oils are very calming. These are some things that we probably know, like, oh, drink some chamomile tea before bed, or you know, spritz some lavender on your pillow. So those are great for sleep. Also anxious feelings. We love our floral oils. And then if we look at herbal oils like, you know, basil, thyme, oregano, spearmint, peppermint, those naturally repel insects. Going back to how we talked about how plants, you know, the oils help plants protect themselves. So there are a lot of herbs that naturally we might plant in our garden that are going to repel those annoying insects like mosquitoes and ticks.
Very cool. And you know, I've also heard, and I use oregano oil myself on my feet for a not so fun to talk about problem. So, but I, you know, I know there are some oils that are antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial.
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do have those properties. So, I'm a learner. That's one of my top strengths, and I can never learn enough. So I like to look at case studies. I like to do my own studies. So people that are interested in really looking into what kind of studies have been done, they can go to places like PubMed.gov.
Love that site.
Yes. So one thing that I like to point out, just for people that aren't really into the health or don't really pay attention as much as maybe you and I do, is all you have to do is look at the TV. So you see Purdue now is using oregano and thyme with their chickens, right? So they all want to go antibiotic free. And so what I love about this is that when we talk about antibiotics, we know that we have built superbugs, right? So we actually have microbiologists telling us that antibiotics do not build up a resistance to essential oils. So how amazing is that? So these plants have adapted and adjusted over thousands and thousands and thousands of years, right? Because they have to be able to protect themselves from disease and pests. So they're doing all the adapting and adjusting just like the antibiotic or the bacteria is doing against the antibiotic, but right, the antibiotic doesn't ever change, where the essential oil does whatever it needs to do to protect that plant. So you can use literally an essential oil every single day on your body, washing your hands, doing whatever you're doing, and you're not going to be building a superbug. So she talked about On Guard essential oil. That's something that I have in a roller bottle that we just roll on every day, whether we need it or not. It doesn't mean you will not get something, but it is going to help support your body if it does come down with something, right?
Yeah, prevention is so key.
Right. The other thing I like to talk about is the science projects that my daughters did. So a couple years ago, I was a little nervous about it because I was like, how about we'll do essential oils? And I thought, you know what? I'm the oil lady at school. It could be very dangerous if this doesn't work. So we did two science projects. One was we tested tea tree, oregano, and lemon. We took petri dishes. We swabbed our disgusting dog's mouth. We put it on there. We put a bladder paper. We put the oils in. We kept it for 5 days. I ended up keeping it for 10 days because I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So the lemon had some growth on the plate, but it was not on the treated area, and the oregano and tea tree had absolutely no growth for 10 days and anywhere on the plate. So I had a friend who didn't trust me. She redid the experiment, and she kept hers for 9 weeks. And the other test that we did was On Guard essential oil against pine glow and bleach. The On Guard had a 10 millimeter perimeter away from the treated area. The pine glow was right next to the treated area, and the bleach was the only one that had growth on the treated area.
The bleach.
And I used to use bleach all the time. Now I use On Guard for everything, to wash my hands, do my laundry, clean my floors, wash our hands, on my toothbrush, whatever. It's being used. And how nice is that? I can actually, my kids can actually touch it and lick their hand, and it's not toxic.
Now, when you're taking that in internally, though, what are there any adverse implications with regard to the microbiome?
No. So as far as oregano goes, there's always a recommendation that you do not take that longer than about 10 to 14 days. There's been other studies that say that that's not an issue. I personally don't take it longer than 10 to 14 days, just because I use that in severe situations, let's say. It's not something that I use all the time. So yes, remember, these are bringing your body back to homeostasis. So it's kind of like when somebody says, like if I say the On Guard helps support your immunity, people who have autoimmune are saying, oh, I can't do anything that boosts my immunity. No, it's not boosting your immunity. It is supporting your immune system where it needs to be.
Correct.
So,
yeah, that makes total sense to me. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I wanted to get into a little bit about how you get to get out and educate people. I know you do some great wellness talks and events, but we are really short on time. So maybe just a quick encapsulation of some of the things you have coming up.
Yeah. Well, we always, every month we have scheduled dates at libraries, and we pick a different theme each month. So this month we're talking about sleep. That's something that really applies to men, women, and children. We all go through times where we have trouble.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So we do that. We meet with people one-on-one. We love to, if a friend is willing to get, you know, a few people together in their homes for a nice, just relaxed, comfortable setting for educating. So,
yeah, all good things. And how can people reach out to each of you if they want to get more information? Let's start with Lindsay.
Yeah, my website is rhapsodyinoil.com.
And how do you spell that?
That's a good question. RAPPSODY.
InOil.com. Okay.
And Lori? Okay. And my website is Essentially Bourgeois. It's Essentially, Essentially, Bourgeois, Bourgeois.com.
Okay. Well, Lindsay Rapp of Rhapsody in Oil and Lori Bourgeois, RN of Essentially Bourgeois, thank you so much for joining me today. I've really appreciated having you here.
Thank you so much for having us. We had a great time.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information on my health coaching services or to reach out to me, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on facebook.com/getrealtoheal. For this and other episodes of Get Real to Heal, check out soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal. And you can reach out to me for a free 30-minute consultation anytime by cell 314-583-6749. Make it a great day.